Welcome to WFCO's Community Accent, your daily connection to the news and events happening in and around Fairfield County. And now, Community Accent.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Tuesday edition of Community Accent on Fairfield County's Refreshing 90.9. We are connecting you with your community every Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. You can listen on the dial at 90.9. You can listen with the TuneIn Radio app or on our website at refreshing909.com. This is Tina Gang, your morning host, and today we get to speak to a voice that you've heard before. Jed Durchenko is calling us all the way, I believe, from California, right?
Tina, I am all the way from San Diego, California. It is 5 o'clock here, and I am just waking up.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Jed, for sharing with us today. I love to talk to you because you have a lot of good information to share with our listeners, and one of the ways they can learn more about you is by coffeeshopconversations.com. That's your website. But I recently got an email from you about a blog that you had written about blended families, and it really touched me because I got to thinking about it, and I myself have experienced a blended family all my life. So I was raised in a blended family because my parents were divorced, and then I ended up being divorced, and I raised my children in a blended family situation, and I got to thinking how common that story is for a lot of people. And the title of your blog was God Loves Blended Families. I just want you to share more about that with us today. So just tell us, you yourself are part of a blended family, right?
Tina, I am part of a blended family, and I did not know that you were part of a blended family as well.
Yeah.
In fact, this topic is something that resonates well with people, and it's really something that I latched onto very much accidentally. As you know, nobody gets married thinking, you know, I hope this is a really great start of marriage, and 3 or 4 years down the road, I end up in a blended family, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we all know it's not the ideal.
Right.
And so our seminary, so one that I teach at part-time, was putting on a family conference. And our dean asked me one day, she said, Jed, I'd like for you to do a workshop. And I said, I would absolutely love to do that. And then she said, Jed, I want you to do it on blended families. Would you write up a proposal on what you want to speak on and send it in to me? I thought, wait a minute. I don't really want to speak on blended families. I'd love to talk about leadership. I'd love to talk about psychology. Let's talk about psychology and the Bible and how they go together. And she said, Jed, that's great. Speak on any of those topics you want and do a workshop on blended families.
Oh, so God sometimes pushes us in a direction that we don't want to go, but he knows where we need to go.
Absolutely. Well, and for me, it was a topic where there was a lot of shame, blame, and guilt associated with it, because blended families aren't the ideal.
Right.
They're not what we hope for, and I think sometimes in our churches they're something that we're afraid to talk about, because there's that fear that if we do talk about it, will more people end up in blended family homes?
Well, and I have to think that that is just not the case, because I think more awareness would help the situation rather than, you know, if you just put your head in the sand and acting like it's not happening, it's just going to keep happening. But if we speak out, then maybe more people will be a little more cautious before they enter this sacred union.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more. And so when I was putting this workshop together, I was thinking what I really wanted to share and what I wanted to share from my own experience. And just that shame, blame, and guilt was something that I wrestled with for such a long time. And I've got to say, I really am blessed. I've got an incredible family, amazing wife, and 3 just super cute girls. But for a long time, I was kind of partially checked out. I guess checked out is not the right word, but just that those feelings of guilt stopped me from being fully present.
Mm-hmm.
And
earlier at a work,
yeah, yeah, there were times where I was with my kids, but in the back of my mind, the wheels were spinning and turning, thinking, how can I fix this? How can I make this better? How can I line everything up and make things the way that they should be? And it was something that I had a really hard time letting go of.
Well, you talk about the shame, blame, and the guilt, and, you know, even now today when the conversation comes up and I have to admit to somebody that I'm in my third marriage, it's an embarrassing thing, you know, and life circumstances happen, and I certainly didn't choose for this to happen, but like you, I am in a very God-blessed marriage now, and it feels so wonderful, and God does love. God loves our marriage, and God loves a blended family. So I want to share a little bit more about where you came up with this title and why do you emphasize this message that God loves blended families?
Well, and Tina, that's so important because I think our families need to know that when you get into a blended family, life's not over. You know, there's so much hope and just so much good left to be done. And so a lot of this came from a conference that I heard earlier this year, and there was a speaker I had never heard of before. His name was Ray Tucker, and he had just one line that he kept repeating, and it really resonated with me. He would say over and over again, there's two types of leaders, those who drain energy and those who resonate energy. You know, which leader are you going to be? So those who consume energy, those who generate energy. And I really want to be a leader in my family who generates energy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, unfortunately, I've been someone who was a little bit distant, and I was consuming energy. And I thought, you know, I really want to generate this energy, enthusiasm, and excitement. And so I dove into the scriptures, kind of preparing for this workshop, and I found out blended families are all throughout the Bible.
I know. You don't really even consider that or think that. But when I read that, I'm like, that is so true. I mean, there were tons of blended families. Let's not talk about, you know, multiple wives and multiple children all sharing the same household.
Absolutely. Well, and here's what I thought was coolest is Jesus came from a blended family.
I know. I read that and I thought, I have never really thought about that before, but that is so true. Joseph was Jesus' stepfather in essence. So, you know, to be able to know that even Jesus had a lifestyle where his father, you know, was in heaven and Joseph was in the place of an earthly father for him.
Absolutely. Well, and just knowing that God himself can relate, we are by no means alone. One of my favorite things is, you know, God really is in the redemption business. And for me, it was realizing that all of these guilty feelings weren't helping anybody. And so it's something I'm still learning to do, but I would say I'm now in the process of learning to let a lot of that go.
Very.
And even just getting to chat with you about this morning is kind of part of the process. When I was in this workshop, my opening line was, God loves blended families. And I wasn't quite sure how it would be received, but just looking around, immediately I saw everybody tear up. And I thought, okay, I'm in a room full of people who are just like me. And that was really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. It is interesting to find out how many people have experienced this either when they were children growing up or in their own current relationship. The statistics are something like over 65% of Americans are now either a step-parent, a step-child, a step-sibling, a step-grandparent, or something that they have some sort of a step in their family.
Yeah, it's so true. I was looking on the Bonded Family website, and it had mentioned 2010 as the date when about half of American households became blended families. So this is really something that's all around us and something that we need to talk about. Some other statistics that I found were said 82% of new blended family parents say, we don't know where to turn for help. And so this is really an important topic and one that we need to talk about because everything shows that it's even tougher raising a family a blended family than it is a traditional family.
Well, absolutely. You have all that other baggage that you're bringing in. So tell us, how does all this guilt and shame hurt a family, and, you know, what does it look like for various family members? Because I remember reading your blog, and your wife had said, you know, you're not the only one that this has affected, basically. Apparently, one of you had been in a previous marriage and the other one hadn't, and now it's affected the other one just the same as you, who are in your second marriage, kind of thing. Is that how I read that?
Yes. So just to dive into maybe my story a little bit and clarify it. So I was married once before, about 10 years ago, and I have two little girls. They are Jenny's stepdaughters, and then we got our daughter together, Addison, who is now 11 months old. Yeah, she's going to turn a year old in July.
Aww.
And when I gave this workshop, Jenny was there with me with Addison, and I was talking a lot about the guilt that I felt from the divorce, and that was something that I had heard a lot when I was just going through the different challenges and chaos in my first marriage. Met with a lot of pastors and pastoral counselors and heard over and over again, God hates divorce. And I remember thinking a lot of times, well, wait a minute, that's not even what I want. You know, I wouldn't be at a pastor or a counselor if that was what I wanted.
Right.
You know, it certainly wasn't the ideal. But what I didn't hear is, and God loves you, and God wants to take this challenging situation and work it together for the good.
Amen.
And so with that came just a lot of guilt of, I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing. I should find a way to make this work. So that's where my guilt came from. But then driving back in the car, Jenny looked at that me and she said, Jen, you know, you're not the only one who has blended family guilt. And that kind of caught me off guard, so I asked her to tell me a little bit more about it. And we just had a really good conversation and found out she had feelings of guilt for stepping into another parent's role.
Yeah. That person who had not experienced divorce herself but entered into a family situation where there were previous children and a mom still, you know, out there or whatever. So I can totally understand how that could affect somebody. And then let's look at the children's perspective too.
Absolutely. And part of that's going to come just from what mom and dad are feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if they look at mom and dad, the leaders of the home, and see that we're filled with guilt ourselves, they're going to take that on themselves. They're going to say things aren't how they should be.
Well, and
yeah,
I think
over and over. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I think a lot of children probably suffer with guilt in the fact that if they end up loving their step parent as much as they love their real parent, they might feel guilty that they're, you know, doing a disservice or kind of cheating on their mom or dad if they love their step parent as much. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. That's such a good point. And even says, mom and dad, stepmoms and dads, being aware, you know, that sometimes their kids are feeling guilty, and to be able to talk about it with them and have those conversations.
So true.
It really,
go ahead.
Really does bring that feeling of, I'm not alone. And mm-hmm. I think that's what having the conversation is all about, is creating that sense of, hey, we're in this together, and God's in the redemption business, and he wants to take something that's less than ideal and make it good.
Amen. Well, today we're talking to Jed Jurchenko from CoffeeShopConversations.com. We're talking about blended families and the fact that God does love blended families, and there does not need to be, you do not have to live with the shame and the guilt of coming out of a situation, and God can turn it into something beautiful. And we're going to talk about some key strategies for how to be successful in a blended family when we come back on Fairfield County's Refreshing 90.9 FM.